Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our fifth installment of Thoughts on Purim. There is a very famous quote attributed to the Arizal that says the term of Yom Kippurim means a day of atonement. That's the Torah terminology for Yom Kippur. He says that Yom Kippurim could also be understood as being a Yom Kippurim, a day that's like Purim. This quote from the Arizal is befuddling on two levels. The first level is Yom Kippur is normally associated with as being the holiest day of the Jewish calendar. Purim is not even a Torah-level holiday. It's a rabbinic holiday. So what in the world is the connection between Yom Kippur and Purim? And secondly, the implication of this quote is that not only are Yom Kippur and Purim connected, but Purim is the big day. Yom Kippur is like a secondary day to Purim. Yom Kippur is a day like Purim. Very difficult to understand. The Vilna Gaon makes a very interesting point. The Vilna Gaon explains that they share a common thread, which is many people don't realize Yom Kippur is the day that Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the second set of tablets. In other words, that's actually why it's designated as the Day of Forgiveness for Klal Yisrael, because Rosh Chodesh Elul, which we in general treat from Rosh Chodesh Elul as the beginning of the repentance season, Rosh Chodesh Elul marked the beginning of the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to gain the second set of luchos for the people. And then after a 40-day period, on Yom Kippur he came down. On the day that ultimately would become Yom Kippur, the 10th of Tishrei, he came down. So the bottom line is Yom Kippur is a day that Klal Yisrael got the Torah anew. Purim, we have a famous idea in the Megillah that it says in Megillah Esther near the end of the Megillah, Kimu v'kiblu ayudim, that the Jewish people accepted, established and accepted. What did they establish and accept? And the Gemara says they re-accepted the Torah. So the Vilna Gaon just points out that Yom Kippur and Purim are very much connected because both of these are days that have to do with the acceptance of Torah. Interesting. Rav Dessler takes this point in a different way, and this is very, very famous. He says that the reason why Yom Kippur is almost secondary to Purim is because Yom Kippur is all about serving God from a mode of yira, from a mode of reverence. Most of us find Yom Kippur inspiring, and generally speaking, the further we progress within the day, the more inspired we are, and as the day progresses, most of us can insert for the word inspired, afraid. And the more afraid we are, the more inspired we are to kind of get our act together. That's clearly serving God from a sense of reverence. If we don't do the right things, we might get punished, etc. Purim is very much about serving God through love. And though Yom Kippur is clearly an extremely holy day, Yom Kippur is a more sacred holiday, it's a Torah-mandated holiday, etc., but this specific nugget, this is Rav Dessler's point, this specific nugget that the way in which we connect to God on Yom Kippur is not on the same plane as the way in which we connect to God on Purim, because Purim, it's from the sense of love. Why is the connection on Purim more of a sense of love? So for that, Rav Chaim Friedlander explains that the remarkable miracles, such as the splitting of the sea and the miraculous scene at the giving of the Torah and the Jewish people living for 40 years in the desert covered by clouds and their clothes miraculously being laundered and growing, etc. All of these things, we hear these miracles and we say, wow, God is really mighty. God is really powerful. This is wonderful. The Purim story could happen today, tomorrow, next week. It totally could. The Purim story is all about there being a group that wants to do things damaging to Jewish people and God pulling the strings that things work out well for the Jewish people. The fact that it's not blatant miracles actually compels us to recognize not only the hand of God in the Purim story, but we have to scratch our heads and say, so how many times do we see God in our lives? How different are our lives, whether national, whether personal, than the Purim story? And that compels us to realize how many things God has helped us with. So again, just to wrap up this segment, the Vilna Gaon says the connection to Yom Kippur and Purim is both days are associated with a reacceptance of the Torah. Rav Dessler says that Yom Kippur is associated with accepting God, connecting to God through reverence, whereas Purim is through love, and that's a higher plane. And Rav Chaim Friedlander just explains that the real reason why Purim is about love is because it's not dramatic miracles. It's day-to-day kind of things that a person could look at the story and not see the hand of God. So when we think about the story of Purim and we do see the hand of God, that compels us to see the tremendous benevolence that God has for us in our lives in so many ways. Thanks for joining us. Have a wonderful day.